Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
My next guest has tried to make sense of the phrase "it's so bad it's good" when it comes to movies. Rob Hill has written a guide to 101 of the most essential and enjoyably good bad movies of the last 50 years called The Bad Movie Bible, the ultimate guide to movies that are so bad they're good. Rob is on the line now. Rob, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm good. You survived this in one piece?
Just about.
Do you recommend actually watching these or just reading your book?
I thoroughly recommend watching them, perhaps not watching hundreds and hundreds of them in a short space of time as I had to, but definitely fun.
How did you kind of come to the understanding that there was this genre at all in the world?
Well, I've always been a big movie fan in general. I used to work in the industry, and I always liked bad movies as well, as I think a lot of people did growing up. But then I've never really been one for social media, although I'm on Twitter and so on now. But I kind of gradually realized there are a lot of other people out there with the same view as me. So I thought maybe I could try and do a decent job of trying to translate the fascination that we all have into a language that other people, normal people, might understand.
So some of the films that you would pick out as examples of films that are so bad they're good, Batman and Robin?
Yeah. I've chucked a few of the sort of more high-profile movies in there as well into the book, and Batman and Robin is certainly one of those.
Which other ones?
There's a couple of the superhero ones. Superman 4, The Quest for Peace, where with a villain made from the sun. That's a good one. And Showgirls is quite famous. And, of course, Battlefield Earth, the John Travolta catastrophe, is a very well-known one.
And did the one that Colin Farrell was in, Alexander the Great, that managed to make it there by chance?
No, that's not bad enough.
It's just bad, is it?
Exactly, yeah.
Right. So you also decided to go behind the scenes, didn't you, with this?
Yeah.
And talk to people about like how these movies came about. So what kind of stuff were they saying to you? I mean, nobody sets out to make a bad movie.
No, exactly. Nobody does. But 90% of the time they do. At the end of the day, most movies are pretty bad. We only really get to hear and know about the ones that are reasonably good. But for every big superhero movie that works, there are 10 that you'll never hear of that don't. So I was kind of interested in seeing what the people involved in them sort of made of their experience, whether they knew they were doing something terrible, whether they were disappointed, or, you know, how they felt about it now.
And what kind of stories would they tell you?
The funniest thing was, I think of all the people I contacted, there was only one chap who didn't get the joke, basically. Most of these people, whether they were the directors or the stars or the producers or whatever, they have fully embraced how awful their work is, and in many cases, they now make a pretty good living off it.
And what would they say to you, though? Because it is that, you know, that somebody somewhere must have had a reasonably good idea in the first place. So what happens that it ends up so bad?
Well, I think there are a couple of ways it can happen, really. More often than not, these are very low-budget movies, and they're being made by people without an awful lot of natural talent. Instead, they just have a lot of enthusiasm. So without an awful lot of talent and without really any money, the end result is pretty predictable. But then sometimes you get these big budget things like the superhero movies we've mentioned. And I think basically they tend to be the result of committee thinking. No one is giving any clear direction, and every executive at the studio has an opinion, so they all have to be incorporated.
That's what I was kind of thinking myself might be at play, that a film is generally such a big undertaking that it is a committee. And if it's starting to go wrong and people are starting to want to distance themselves from it, there's always somewhere you can point the finger. So it's like a big, huge juggernaut that nobody's really driving anymore.
Exactly. That's exactly it.
And lo and behold, on our screens comes something that's very, very entertaining. Some of the ones our listeners were talking about, Plan 9 from Outer Space, must be the best, worst movie ever. Do you remember that one?
Yes. Oh, yeah. That's kind of the, up until maybe recently, that was kind of the poster child for bad movies that are so bad they're good. And it is fantastic. You can't beat a bit of Ed Wood.
Bela Lugosi's last movie, he died halfway through the filming, so they put his chiropractor in his place, who looked nothing like him.
Yeah. Actually, it was even stranger than that. They hadn't even started filming when he died. But Ed Wood, who was the hack director responsible for it, he had like 2 minutes of random footage of Bela Lugosi in his back pocket, and he decided to try and make that into a movie. And like you say, the chiropractor got involved with no similarity to Lugosi whatsoever. And, you know, it's now infamous.
So he would hold his cloak over his face.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, you never see his face.
Oh, man alive. I hate Step Brothers, but it's always bloody on, so I find myself watching it. Is that on your list, Step Brothers?
No, again, that's not quite bad enough.
Okay, one that's turning up time and time again is Snakes on a Plane.
Yeah, that's not in the book, because I think one thing that fans like me generally take quite seriously, believe it or not, is the intent behind the film. If someone was deliberately trying to make something that was a bit naff and a bit cheesy and a bit silly, it almost doesn't count when it fails. Do you know what I mean? Someone
yes,
has
I
to
do.
Be frying
yes,
in order for it to be funny when they fail.
Okay, it has to be almost an accident. Space Jacked, starring Corbin Bernson, made here in Ireland.
No, I don't know that one.
There is an Irish one, though, that's topped our lists, and I'm wondering, has it made its way to you? Fatal Deviation.
I wondered if you might mention this. Funnily enough, I've only quite recently discovered this, but it is absolutely cracking. It's brilliant.
Did you find that, you know, that would be going to a top 10? Because it's spectacular.
I know. It really is. I do, on my website, I do top 10s. And I think there's a top 10 fight scene in that movie that definitely needs a mention.
it's up on YouTube. People can watch it whenever they want. It's sensational. What was going on? One that's getting loads and loads of mentions, and I think you've mentioned, is The Room. What's so terribly fantastic about that?
Well, I think everyone has their own opinion on what makes The Room so awful. But it is, without a doubt, it's become the most high profile of all these movies. And I think it's because it's just so weird. It's not simply bad. The acting in it isn't simply bad. The writing isn't simply bad. It's all very, very strange. And most of these movies are genre movies. They're trying to be Rambo, or they're trying to be Star Wars or something like that. Whereas The Room, I think, is interesting because it's trying to be Tennessee Williams. It's trying to be A Streetcar Named Desire, and it fails hilariously. And it's become so popular now.
We have a little clip of it. I think we've a clip of The Room to play it to people to remind them of it.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, hey, Johnny, what's up?
I have a problem with Lisa. She said that I hit her.
What? Well, did you?
No, it's not true. Don't even ask.
I used to know a girl. She had a dozen guys. One of them found out about it, beat her up so bad she ended up in a hospital on Guerrero Street.
What a story, Mark.
Yeah, you can say that again.
I'm so happy I have you as my best friend, and I love Lisa so much.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you are very lucky.
It seems to me like you're an expert, Mark.
No, definitely not an expert, Johnny.
What's bothering you, Mark?
Nothing, man.
Do you have some secrets?
Forget it.
Why don't you
Why?
Tell me?
Forget
Come
it,
on.
Dude.
Is it some secret?
No,
tell me.
Forget
Come
it.
On.
I'll talk to you later.
Well, whatever.
That's truly incredible. we played a little bit of Fatal Deviation earlier, and I thought it sounded stilted and weird, but not as stilted and weird as that. That's incredible.
Absolutely.
There's another one turning up a lot, The Samurai Cop.
Yes. Yeah, that's another personal favourite, actually. That's a very... That would be a good place to start for anyone who's looking to get into these movies. It's a Lethal Weapon knockoff, basically, made by this crazy Israeli guy, and none of it makes any sense. There's huge chunks that went missing afterwards. There's scenes where the guy's wig gets pulled off. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Other ones people are mentioning, Roadhouse, Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, that's I call that a classic gateway movie. It's it hits a lot of the same buttons as truly awful movies, in that you kind of enjoy it ironically. You're wallowing in the cheese and the corniness, and you're laughing with it and at it. But, you know, that's the way in. That's an entry. That's
right.
An entry drug.
Music by Jeff Healy. Guilty Pleasures is Nolan Dublin. Also, people are asking about Sharknado, Zombiever. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that. Right. Hobo with a Shotgun.
Yeah. At least a couple of those come from an American company called The Asylum. And they specialize in, they now specialize in deliberately bad movies. Excuse me, like Sharknado. And they're a lot of fun. They're very funny, but they're not quite the sort of thing. You know, like I was saying earlier, that they're deliberately bad. Nobody was trying to make a good movie with those. So they're good fun, and you can laugh at them, but they're slightly different.
All right, they're not on the list. 101 of the most essential movies is in the book, The Ultimate Modern Guide to Movies That Are So Bad They're Good. Rob, thank you very much for joining us.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? GasNetworks.ie/movetogas.